welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to talk about how to remember a dressage test. So there's nothing more frustrating than forgetting your dressage test halfway through. What a needless waste of 2 marks. But even if you decide to play it safe and have someone call your test for you, it still pays to learn it by heart. Because thoroughly knowing your test will enable you to prepare your horse for each movement so that you'll produce an accurate, fluent performance that will earn you plenty of extra marks. So here's our top tips on how to remember a dressage test so that you'll never go wrong again. So tip number one, prepare well in advance. Now, even if you've ridden the test before, you should begin relearning it at least 2 weeks before the competition. Now, the more time you have to commit the test to memory, the less stress you'll put on yourself before the competition. Because remember, if you are calm and relaxed on the day, your horse will most likely be too. Tip number two, draw the test out on paper. Now, you can buy A4 whiteboards with the Dressage Arena markers already printed on them, and you can use different coloured pens for each pace and draw out the test. You can then wipe the board clean and repeat until you know exactly where you're going. Now, another alternative to this is to use one of our dressage test planners. And again, you can get these in a 20x40 or a 20x60 version. Just search on Amazon for Dressage Test Planner by How To Dressage. Tip number three, break the test down into small sections. So don't try to memorise the whole test all in one go. Break the test down into small sections of 2 or 3 movements and learn one block at any time. And once you're confident with each segment of the test, then you can put them all together. Tip number four is to ride the test in your mind. Now, your subconscious can play a crucial role in helping you to commit the test to memory. Now, as you think about each movement, picture yourself riding it perfectly. Now, in your mind's eye, see the markers and plan on how you're going to prepare your horse for all the movements of the test. Now, if you're familiar with the competition venue and you already know what the arena will look like, then so much the better. And ask yourself, will you rise or sit to the trot? Think about how the horse feels underneath you. See yourself riding every transition, etc. And this process of visualization will implant each moment of riding the test into your subconscious. And then when you ride the test for real, your mind will replay your memory like a video recording. Tip number five is to ride the test on foot. So find a space where you can mark out a mini dressage arena. And this could be in your living room, at your yard, or even in the office at lunchtime. Now, a rectangular rug is perfect for this exercise. Now, don't put out any letters because you must learn where the markers are. And then you can walk through the test movement by movement. Now, the idea is to learn the pattern of the test. And this method works well because many people find it much easier to learn a pattern than to try to remember each letter. Now, also, your mind will memorise the rug arena exercise, helping you to remember where you are going once you're back in the saddle. Tip number six is to learn the test by rote. Now, if you cast your mind back to your school days, you'll remember having to memorise passages of text, poetry, etc. by rote. Now, much like when you learn the lines of a play or the lyrics of a song, learning a dressage test by rote means reading the test out over and over again until you can repeat it from memory. Now, if this technique works well for you, then go for it. Tip number seven is to practice the test on your horse, but not too much. Now, it's essential that you practice the test on your horse a week or two before the competition, as this will allow you to find any weak spots that need more work, and it will also highlight any particular tricky movements that could catch you out. Now, practice sections of the test, but don't ride through the whole thing endlessly, or your horse will begin to anticipate, and that could cost you valuable marks on the day. Tip number eight is to borrow a friend's horse. Now, if you have a friend that could lend you their horse for a session or two, practice the test on that horse instead of your own. That will allow you to ride through the whole test without the risk of your horse anticipating the movements. And lastly, tip number 9, on the day, watch and learn. Now at the competition, watch a few riders ride through the test before you need to start working in. Because watching other riders riding the test is a great way of reinforcing your learning, and it also allows you to picture the actual arena in your mind too. So to wrap this episode up, you can avoid throwing away marks by forgetting your dressage test if you take the time to learn it. So give yourself plenty of time to memorise the test using some of the methods that we've suggested in this podcast. Now, different strategies will work for different people, so try out each of the methods that we've discussed until you find the ones that suit you best. Now, if you have any other questions when it comes to this podcast, or if you have any other hints and tips on how to help other people memorise their dressage tests, then please do share them with us in the comments box at the bottom of the blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can start a discussion in our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure you don't miss out on any of our other books, training diaries, free stuff for competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.